accident. So, okay, I was driving behind you. Oh my God, it's gonna be okay. You've lost some blood. Oh God, no, oh no, no, don't move, don't move. I'll take care of you, it's gonna be okay. Hey, stay with me, hey, 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 stay with me, stay with me. Hey, wake up. You've been out for a while now. Just take it easy. There was a terrible accident, and you got hit on the head pretty hard, but you seem to be okay. My name is Sleepy. The blizzard outside is crazy right now, so I hope it isn't going to get here until the storm settles down, but you're in very, very good hands. My side gig is actually a nurse, so I know what I'm doing here. Oh, you're just going to want to take these pills to ease some of the pain you're experiencing. Sleeping is very good for this sort of thing. Just take these pills. Here you go. Shh, I saved your life. You can trust me. Just a little longer. You need your rest. Now go back to sleep. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just get some rest. It'll help you heal right up. You're doing so good. You're dreaming. Go back to sleep. You have work to do in the morning. I'm just taking care of you, giving you the inspiration you'll need for later. Go back to sleep. Good morning, darling. You're looking much better. How are you feeling, though? Hopefully pretty relaxed. Sleeping for that long and getting to lay in bed sounds like a dream. Strange dream. It was likely the medication. I once had to take the same stuff after a minor surgery, and golly, I had the wildest nightmares. Some really cursed stuff. Where are you? Oh, you're in my house. It's a bit off the beaten path, but I inherited it from my parents after they passed. It's okay. It was a long time ago. Besides, I love it out here. It's really quiet. Perfect for recording. Oh, yeah. I'm a voice actress. Have you heard of the subreddit Gone Wild Audio? Yeah, my username is Sleepy EP Girl. Oh, don't be shy. I saved your life. There's nothing we can't talk about. Well, as I said, my side gig is being a part-time nurse, mostly filling shifts to make some extra cash, but otherwise I am a full-time voice actress. I mostly record erotic audios and do commissions. It's very fun, super fulfilling, and Gone Wild Audio is the space where people... Oh, you're familiar? So what do you know about it? Oh, that's awesome. Maybe have you ever heard any of my fills? Oh, no, that's fine. There's a lot of content, and I guess it's hard to listen to everyone, I'm sure, so... Are you just a listener? Oh, really? You're a script writer. Any that I may have heard of? Oh my goodness. I know exactly who you are. I love your scripts. Oh my God. I mean, I've never had the chance to fill one because I never catch them in time, but I've always wanted to fill one for you. You're like my favorite script writer. This is kind of crazy. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. You really are my favorite. Not just a script writer either, like my absolute favorite of all time. I've read all of your scripts and check your post literally every single day. I always hope that I'm going to be the first to fill them, but everyone is just so much faster than me. It's very frustrating. Yeah, I am a bit slower because I spend a lot of time editing, and your scripts are perfect and they deserve nothing but perfection. I've actually emailed you about commissions quite a few times, but you say your slots are always full. Is that true? Good. I was always worried you were lying. But that would be fucked up, wouldn't it? Sorry, I'm being a little intense. It's not every day you meet your favorite writer in the world or that you save his life. I feel like the universe or something must be rewarding me for my patience. Yeah, so I was wondering, since you'll be here for a few days, maybe you could write me a private script? Oh, you don't need a laptop or a phone. I actually have something just for this sort of situation. It's an old typewriter, still works. I also have this handy little lap desk. You can just write it here in bed. Here, I have it for you right here. Hold on. There you go. And because it's written on paper, there's no way it'll accidentally get posted or anything. I would probably kill myself if someone else filled it. It will truly be mine, and I can spend as long as I want to read it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I like to read it as many times as I can afford to, so I can make sure I capture your characters perfectly. The idea of ruining one of your magnificent scripts because my voice cracked or I delivered a line wrong makes me, well, it makes me crazy. That's why I've wanted one of myself for so long. No one appreciates you like I do. No one is willing to do what I'm willing to do to make sure your art is truly captured as it was intended to be heard. It's not that serious. Oh, you. So humble. Truly, the sign of greatness. Of course, it's serious. They're not just words. They're dreams, entire worlds that help people escape into the deepest, most beautiful, and sometimes darkest fantasies. The first script you wrote, the one that had all that rape in it. Oh, God, I've read it probably upwards of 200 times. I don't even listen to the fills because none of them can do your words justice. Not like I could. Not like I will. So, get to writing. Oh, you don't feel like writing? Well, I didn't feel like pulling your unconscious body from that car wreck, but I did that, didn't I? I didn't feel like bandaging your wounds, removing glass from your body, and taking care of you for the last few days. I didn't feel like a lot of things, but I did them anyway because it was the right thing to do. So I think you could at least show some fucking gratitude and write me a fucking script. Your fingers and hands aren't broken yet. Oh my god, you're writing! You're writing! Oh my god, I'm watching genius unfold! Oh, I never could have dreamed of this happening. Oh my god, what will you write? What will it be? I can't wait! Suggestions? Oh no. No! You are the writer. You write whatever your little heart desires. I am simply here to consume, digest, and perform whatever your brilliant mind produces. Please, don't mind me at all. I truly want you to write what you're in the mood for. The best scripts are written that way, I'm sure. And you don't need my pesky influence. Yeah, space to write. Of course. I'll go do a bit of cleaning and I'll make you some lunch and then I can read the first draft while you eat. Eek! Oh, this is going to be so amazing. Look at us. Look at me. Yeah. Getting my own private script and all it took was saving your life. Worth it. Okay. I'll be back. Hey there, Mr. Writer. How's it going? I brought you some lunch. Just some canned soup and a sandwich, but I figure you're probably starving after using so much of that brain to create what is likely the best script ever made. So, is it done? Is it? Eek! Yes! Gimme. I'll read it right now. Oh, here, by the way. Take your food. Ooh, I'm so excited. Mentally unstable actress, insane fan, lonely, crazy bitch. You'll never get away with this. Let me go or I will call the police. I'm not kidding around. This isn't a fucking script. This is 500 words of insults and threats. Do you think you're cute? Do you? Yeah, that hurt, didn't it? Looks like you don't feel like hot shit now. I bet that made you dizzy, didn't it? And your head is still recovering, so I'd recommend you don't continue to piss me off if you like to recover faster. Oh, so it looks like you figured it out, huh? I have to admit, I wasn't the most subtle, was I? But neither was Annie Wilkes. That was just a movie, though. I did get a lot of ideas from her. But she was too blinded by her obsession with the writer to really do what was fully necessary to win. Or at least that's how King wrote the story, but there's no writer to save you here. So I suggest you start getting with the fucking program if you don't want to end up buried in my backyard. Please let me go. Okay, just because you asked so nicely. Of course, I'm totally going to just give up all the months of preparation and planning I did because you asked like such a pathetic little puppy. Shut the fuck up. I'm a nice person, but the words you wrote on that typewriter were mean. I don't care if you think I'm a crazy bitch. I'm still a person, and I deserve your respect, especially after everything I've done for you. Do you really think your scripts are so good that you can just get that many upvotes that quickly? I'm the reason your stuff gets to the top or gets listed as hot. I've spent hours of my life using bots and alternate accounts to make sure your scripts get enough traction so everyone can appreciate them. I do this because I love your words, and I think you deserve to be seen, even though you're always too fucking busy to make a script for me. I still do this. I still put everything aside to make sure you get all the validation you need to keep writing. I have done literally everything I can from afar to make sure you keep writing. But now, since I have you here, I can motivate you in other ways. There you go. This is my favorite part about having these hospital gowns. Easy access. If you try to get away, I'm going to rip your fucking dick off. So quit moving. There's a good boy. Now, I read that for some writers, it's easier to write erotica after they've come because they're writing with their brains and hearts and not just their cocks. It's kind of like making sure you eat before you go to the grocery store. Now, I already made you come the first day you were here, but now I'm going to make sure you come again so you can get to writing something that isn't just pure insults. Shh, I know you're scared. I don't care. You're going to relax and you're going to come. And then you're going to write. You're going to make me a masterpiece, or else I'm going to have to figure out other ways to motivate you. Ways that don't end up with you getting the best hand job of your life. Now just lay back and let mommy take care of you. There you go. Yeah. How does the hand of a crazy bitch feel on you, hmm? Yeah, the way you keep squirming like that. There you go. Oh, for all that protesting, you sure look like you're enjoying this. Yeah, there you go. God, your cock is so hard. Yeah, you want me to go faster? Okay. There you go. Look at that. You're getting close, aren't you? Wow. You lasted longer than I expected for such a perverted little writer. Now, I want you to make a big fucking mess. I want you to cover my hand in your cum. Get it all out so you can let those big ideas in. Yeah, good boy. Uh-huh. Come. Come. Oh, I said fucking come. Hurry up, you pervert. Come while I stroke your fucking cock. Don't make me wait. You've got a script to fucking write. I said fucking come. Oh, yeah? Yes, there it is. Oh, yeah. There it is. Let it all fucking out. Holy shit. Ooh, that's a big fucking cum shot. Jesus Christ, and it's still going. Oh my God. How fucking backed up were you? Oh, that was amazing. Like right out of one of your scripts. God, that was really fucking hot. Here, let me clean you up. There you go. All clean now. Nice and relaxed, aren't we? Now, here's your typewriter and lap desk. I'll be back in a few hours. And if you pull the same shit as you did before, I'm going to be a lot less nice to your cock. I'm more of a fan of cock and ball pleasure, but if you like to explore torture as a motivator, I am happy to do everything and anything to ensure you stay motivated. Writer's block is no longer something you ever need to experience again with me around. Understand? Good boy. Oh, wow. Your lips are so soft. Sorry. I'm still fangirling a bit. And that was our first kiss. Oh, now start writing. I'll be back. Do not disappoint me again. Hey there, Mr. Ryder. How's it coming? You've been in here for a few hours now. Make any progress? Oh, are you sure I can read it? Oh my god, and it's just for me. Let's see. Female for male. Title is Obsessed Performer Kidnaps You to Be Her New Script Slave. Is this a fucking joke? Keep reading. I swear to God, if this is more mean words and mocking, I will really break your ankles with a fucking hammer. Okay. I'm trusting you. SFX, driving noises, blizzard noises, suddenly car skids off the road and crashes. Longer pause, FSX, opening metal car door, performer, hey. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is perfect. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love you. Oh my god, this is the perfect script. It's real life. It's our story. Oh my god, you wrote our story. I love it. People are going to love it. They're going to think it's so clever and meta. But, you know, I don't really like that it just ends with a hand job. People usually want a bit more sex in their audios. Otherwise, they'll just finish elsewhere. And I want this to be good. Really good. Yeah, I know I said I wouldn't influence your writing, but sometimes you just have to take matters into your own hands. And this script needs a sex scene. No, you can't just start making things up now. You wrote this to reflect the reality of the situation you're in. Everyone's going to know you're phoning it in if you just make something up. You need inspiration. I think it's so cute that you're pretending that you ever had a choice in anything that's going on between us. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The easy way involves you giving me the cock to ride so we can close this script with a bang, literally. Or I can pump you with so many drugs that you'll remember just enough to fill in the blanks. While both ideas are fun, I do prefer the one that would allow you to write more true to life. What's your choice going to be, Mr. Writer? Good boy. Now give me that cock. I've got some plot to develop. That got good too hard. Oh, your cock so much. Oh, the way it feels in my mouth. And then my throat. Alright. I think you're hard enough. Not gonna lie. I didn't expect you to have this nice of a cock. It's such a great size. I can't wait to see how well we fit together. So, I'm not going to. I'm taking it now. I'll slide it in. Oh, fuck. It's perfect. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Whew. You're so perfect. Oh, I knew we would be perfect together. There we go. That's a good boy, right? That's my good boy right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My pussy is so perfect for you, huh? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Yeah. You like the way I'm bouncing on it, huh? We're just too perfect for each other. There you go. There we go. Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? Yeah. Good boy. Yeah. Oh, my good little writer. Oh, give me those creative fucking juices. Yeah. Oh, come at me. Come at me right fucking now. Come at me. There you go. Yeah. Oh, good fucking boy. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Holy shit. I felt all of that. You came so much. You really are into this shit, aren't you? That's why I don't even feel bad. I know all those things you write in your scripts, the kinks, the fetishes, the rape, the pain, the pleasure. That all has to come from somewhere, doesn't it? And it comes from that special little brain of yours, doesn't it? Why else would it be so easy to make you come like this? Or get you hard for that matter? You wanted this, didn't you? And who is going to believe you? I bet even if I posted this as a script on your account, nobody would even know if this was a cry for help or just some twisted script you wrote. In fact, yeah, that's a good idea. I don't need the script. I already lived it. Besides, I have you. And I can keep you making more and more and more and more for me. All the private scripts I want. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And guess what? No one will know it was me. They'll just think I'm another fan of yours filling a script you wrote. Not a single person will know that I, Sleepy Eepy Girl, kidnapped a silly little writer for his silly little scripts. Maybe I'll fill it right away. Maybe not for months. It doesn't matter. Do you know why, my creative little slave? Because you are never getting away. No matter what. You're mine. Forever. Now, I think you're feeling good enough for me to show you your room. Oh, sweetheart. This little makeshift hospital room isn't suitable for a writer of your caliber. You get the basement. That's where good boys live. I've even got your little desk set up so you can spend all your days writing scripts for me. I'll keep letting you post some of my rejects just to keep appearances. But otherwise, I'll just keep your good scripts for myself and post them as OC. God, I can't wait for you to hear my performances. You're going to listen to them all, of course. I need to make sure you like them. Wouldn't want to disappoint my special little writer. Well, that's enough monologuing, I think. Take a good look out those windows, baby. The basement, unfortunately, is lacking in sunlight, but I think you'll adapt. I'll make sure to take you out for walks, at least. All right. I love you, baby. It's time to start writing our never-ending story. Hi, it's Sleepy Evie. Back at it again with the yandere. This has actually been one of my favorite scripts by Billy Yandere Cyrus, one of my besties as well. But I really enjoyed the script since the moment I read it, not because I was inspired or anything, I'm just kidding. But Misery has always been one of my favorite movies. I've never read the book. I should probably read the book. I'm sorry. But I do love the movie. Love Kathy Bates. I always thought it was a very fun movie. Don't know why. But ever since I read the script, I was like, gotta do it one day, and here we are doing the script. Crazy, right? Anyways, it's for me, there's just something that I just love about the meta of the script, and Billy's one of my favorite writers, of course, so I've always been very excited to fill this one. I love the setup, the story, the crazy yandere bitch in it. I just think it's really fun. I hope you enjoyed my performance of it as well, and that you found some pleasure in it. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Taking a page out of Billy's aftercare that he provides in his audios, there is never anything wrong with indulging in a fantasy like this one. As long as you're not hurting anyone, you're perfectly fine to indulge in this kind of thing. And I appreciate you putting your trust in me to assist in indulging that fantasy. This is completely consensual because I consent when I record and you consent once you read the tags and hit play. Thank you again to Billy for this amazing script. If you enjoy yandere like I do, definitely check out his scripts and the script fills, because there are tons of amazing performances out there of his amazing scripts. Again, please make sure to drink some water, maybe get a snack if you need it. Take a nap if you're feeling particularly tired. And thank you so much for listening to this audio. And I will talk at y'all in the next one. Mwah.